Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Many Christians aren't aware that the Bible was not written in English, that it was written in mostly in Hebrew, the Old Testament, the Hebrew language, and then Greek in the New Testament. And so for us to understand that, who are English speakers, we have to translate it. And that's always a challenge, and anyone will tell you, whether they're a professional linguist or just someone who understands languages, that you always have the threat of losing meaning or sense when you translate anything from one language to another. And so his question, John's question, is valid to say, do we lose anything when we translate it? Well, I got a couple things to say about that. That's why we have pastors, professors, and professionals who go to school and graduate school to learn the original languages to protect us if there is any kind of misunderstanding or mistranslation in English texts. That's why I like it when my pastor knows those languages, because he's able to circumvent any kind of problems that might come from translations. But I think that the standard thing you're going to hear from a theologian is that the translations we have are, in fact, inspired and perfect to the degree that they represent the originals. So we can't claim that the English Bible is perfect and without error just in and of itself. So there may be translational issues that are raised with each and every translation that you look at. But that's why, even if you don't know Greek or Hebrew, it's a good practice to read different translations at times, because then a different sense will be brought out in the different ways in which an expression is translated. And we are so blessed, Neil, to live at the time that we do, because we are just overwhelmed with translations. And it seems like new revisions are coming out every 3 or 4 years in the English language for us. So we have access to the highest quality translations in human history of the scriptures. So I think when you read your English Bible, at the end of the day, John, you can have confidence that you are reading the inspired Word of God. There might be nuances and flavors that could be a little bit different, but in the sense of the meaning and the impact of the scriptures, we've got it. We don't have to be looking at our Bibles with our eyebrow raised in suspicion, you know, about, can I really trust you here because you're English and you're not Greek and Hebrew?
Now, there are different maybe approaches to translation, right?
Yep.
I know like the New American Standard is kind of word for word translation,
yes, and the
right?
ESV, the English Standard Version,
ESV, right, yeah.
Both of those are more of a word for word translation. So the translators looked at a Hebrew word in the Old Testament and they tried to find the closest equivalent to that in English that they could, and then they moved to the next word and the next word after that.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.